Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if you ever watched, you know, I've seen some remodeling shows, and I mean, it's to me, it's just, it's like, you know, you're going to be over budget.
Exactly.
You know, something's going to go wrong, and I don't want to live through that. I don't want to watch a disaster.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go through that. You know, life's a lot, has those issues already. And so you watch these guys that go in, they say, you know, it's going to take us $5,000 in 2 days to do this thing. Before you know it, they're fighting with each other. They found out that the wiring has to be redone. They're like $20 billion over a project. They're making payments. And I was like, this is a show? This is stressful.
And of course, no matter how nice your house is already, right, you're always thinking, wow, we really could do something with that. It's like, yeah, oh my goodness, stop it. Stop. We're blessed. Thank you. No, we don't need to do anything.
Yeah, that's another thing. That is the new.
We don't need to do anything. We're blessed.
That's the new probably lust channel for a lot of people watching. You know, they want more in their houses. But this is one particular program that I really like. This husband and wife and their family just seem to be a real sweet family. But I didn't know this till I heard her testimony, Joanne Gaines. Their show is called Fixer Upper. Mm. And they go to nice neighborhoods that have a rundown house in that neighborhood. And it's at the end of itself. And they just fix it up, you know, like God does us.
Yeah. Right?
I'm still
being worked on.
It's pretty cool. They got a great talents, you know, and that type of thing. But it's good to see us think again, because, you know, Americans are always like, I want something new.
Right.
And they kind of take you back to the older things and how to
restore and stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, I knew something was different about them, but I want you to listen to her testimony. She's giving her testimony. Joanne Gaines is right here. And it'll just bless your heart when you hear this, because, you know, this may be you. You know, you may have had something in your life and God's asking you to put it down for a while. You're thinking, I'll never see this again. Well, she shares about that experience, and she has a business today called Magnolia, but she set that thing down just like God asked her to, and she focused on her family, and it's just an amazing testimony how God just blessed her and how she just honors God. As a matter of fact, take a look.
I remember as a little girl, my mom was Korean and my father was Caucasian, and I never knew there was anything different about myself until I started going to school. And I'll never forget an experience I had with a school lunchroom. You know, I remember standing there and seeing the sea of people. It felt like all eyes were on me. And I was thinking, you know, who's gonna be my friend? Who am I gonna sit with? I started walking through that lunchroom, and then I remember darting straight out, and I found a bathroom, locked myself in a stall. But in those moments is when I really believe that that's where the lie was sown, that who I was wasn't good enough. You know, as we all do, I grew up and I grew out of the insecurities, had great friends, great childhood. And I remember in those times, I heard him specifically say, you know, Joanna, I have a calling for you. You're gonna have a platform one day. And I remember thinking, what does that even mean? And I remember hearing God say, Joanna, there's gonna come a time where I'm gonna say for you to go, and I'm gonna need you to step out and go. After graduating college, you know, a couple years later, I end up meeting this handsome, rugged cowboy who was hilarious, Chip Gaines. And we got married, and he knew that I had this whole thing of businesses that I wanted to start, but he also knew I was never gonna just take the risk and start them. I just dreamed about them. And he really encouraged me to step out and make one of those dreams happen. And we opened Magnolia Market together, and I loved it. You know, but at that time, I was also pregnant with my second child, and I really felt like God was saying, hey, I want you home. I want you raising these babies at home at this age. And I remember the last day, you know, we're closing the shop down, and I'm crying because, again, I feel like it's the end of a dream. And I hear God say very clearly, he said, Joanna, if you trust me with your dreams, I'm going to take Magnolia further than you could have ever dreamed. So just trust me. And I remember hearing that and feeling completely peaceful about it. And I walked away. Well, a couple years ago, we get this call from a production company, and they ask us to film a quick video of our family and what we do as a business, and that turned into the show that we have now. You know, Chip and I laugh. We look back and we just go, how did this all happen? And I remember last year in January, Chip and I took a trip to Arizona, and we were driving around and we found this really beautiful garden. And Chip said, I'm going to drop you off here. I'm going to give you about an hour. And I want you to kind of reflect on the year before and then just let God speak to you about what this next year is going to look like. And he dropped me off and I'm sitting under this tree. And I felt like God said, Joe, it's time. And I was like, time for what? And he said, it's time to reopen your store. And I said, I don't think I can do that. And just cool and calm, no, it's time. May of last year, we reopened the shop on Bosque, the little shop on Bosque. And now I look back and I go, God, your promise that you spoke years ago, I'm now seeing. I trusted you with my dream, and you've taken it far beyond what I could have ever dreamed or imagined. You know, I can look back now on the pattern of my life and really believe God has a purpose for me, but he also has a purpose for you. And on the other side of that is the enemy, where he knows where to hit. He knows to hit below the belt. He's gonna have that fear be, if you fail, and what if you fail in front of all these people? What if you fail and don't find someone in that lunchroom? What if your business fails? Whether it's you're staying home with your children and you're raising beautiful babies, or you're the CEO of a multi-million dollar company, let God speak into your life. Let his father heart come and say, this is what I have for you. And I think that's the key, not believing the lies, fixing our eyes on Jesus and walking in that truth.
That is so awesome.
That's awesome.
That is totally, totally awesome. And so it's a good little show. And, you know, when she comes at the very end of the show, she brings her kids in and they help her finish the house up and do the things like that.
It's awesome. I can really appreciate that.
Wow. Yes. 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 I can definitely appreciate that too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll